Dead Irish by John Lesquoi. To my mother, Loretta Therese Gregory Lesquoi, and again to Lisa, with love. I have certainly known more men destroyed by the desire to have a wife and child and keep them in comfort than I have seen destroyed by drink. William Butler Yeats. 1. From his aisle seat, Dismas Hardy had a clear view of the stewardess as her feet lifted from the floor. She immediately let go of the tray, the one that held Hardy's Coke, although strangely it didn't drop, but hung there in the air, floating, the liquid coming out of the glass like a stain spreading in a blotter. The man next to him grabbed Hardy's elbow and said, "We're dead." Hardy, as though from a distance, noted the man's hand on his arm. He found it difficult to take his eyes from the floating stewardess. Then, as suddenly as she'd lifted, the stewardess crashed back to the floor with the tray and the drink. Two or three people were screaming. Hardy was the first one to get his seatbelt off. In a second, he was kneeling over the stewardess, who appeared to be unhurt, though badly shaken, crying. She held him, muscles spasming in fear or relief, gasping for breaths between sobs. It was the first time Hardy had had a woman's arms around him in 4.5 years, and that time had been just the once, with Franny, nay McGuire, now Cochran, after a New Year's Eve party. The pilot was explaining they'd dropped 3,000 feet, something about wind shears and backwashes of 747s. Hardy loosened the woman's hold on him. "You're all right," he said gently. "We're all okay." He looked around the plane, at the ashen faces, the grotesque smiles, the tears. His own